Focus on the Family on AM 1230 KPRL and 99.3 FM is brought to you by Sculptera Winery and Sculpture Garden. The Frankel family and staff invite you to visit their beautiful world and taste their award-winning estate wine. Open daily 10 to 5 on Lanay Road in Paso Robles.
And so often, we are so busy and our lives are so full that you said God is calling us to these big things, but we can't hear that voice.
I wonder if you resonate with that. This is Focus on the Family Minute, and Courtney Ellis reminds us that filling up our lives with too many things does more harm than good.
And it's like walking around with a backpack full of bricks, and we're like, God, I want to do great things for you, but I'm really tired. Why am I so tired? And God's like, take off the backpack, set down the bricks. That's our schedule. That's our stuff. When we overfill our lives, it becomes very difficult to hear from God. And God is often so gentle with us. God doesn't shout us down. He could, but God speaks most often. We see this in Scripture in this still small voice. Are we listening? Yeah. Can we hear?
Take time to listen to God's voice today. More with Courtney at FamilyMinute.org.
Focus on the Family on AM 1230 KPRL and 99.3 FM is brought to you by Sculptera Winery and Sculpture Garden. The Frankel family and staff invite you to visit their beautiful world and taste their award-winning estate wine. Open daily 10 to 5 on Lanay Road in Paso Robles.
When you need a plumber, chances are you need one right away. That's why Red's On-Time Plumbing is available 24/7 with same-day service. Red's On-Time Plumbing has a 5-star rating on Google. Get a great plumber and quick. If you're planning a project, Red's has convenient online booking and always gives free estimates. Ask about a $1,000 SoCal rebate on high-efficiency tankless water heaters. Schedule now at ontimeplumbingpro.com or call Red's On-Time Plumbing at 805-466-6188.
Adler Belmont Insurance Brokers welcomes Heather Bourdain to its team of commercial property casualty professionals. With more than 20 years of experience, Heather can design insurance solutions that protect your business. Whether you're a contractor, winery owner, farmer, rancher, or manufacturer, Heather is the right person to survey your needs and develop innovative solutions to protect your most important asset. Contact Heather today, 805-540-3900, or Heather at AdlerBelmontGroup.com.
Paul Harvey's The Rest of the Story, brought to you by Frontier Floors and Window Coverings at 830 21st Street in Paso Robles. Call 805-238-7878 or online at frontierfloors.net.
The Rest of the Story. Bill hated his job, and his professional misery was sufficiently profound to impress and even to affect everyone around him. It was, he said, an intolerable job. Bill often apologized for having landed it in the first place. He was no good at it, and he knew it. He made sure everybody else knew it as well. And as though the work itself were not distasteful enough, there was simply not enough vacation time to suit Bill, even though he vacationed more than anyone who'd ever held that position before. Any excuse to be away from the desk, he took. Which to a great many people was confounding, because that desk was in the Oval Office of the White House. Bill, the reluctant president, was William Howard Taft. The job he really wanted. Well, that's the rest of the story. It would be difficult to minimize how miserable Taft was as President of the United States. The presidency was not a position to be enjoyed by a sensitive man, he once said. The affairs of state, which he called the game, were a perpetual source of bewilderment and exasperation to him. In recurring fits of wishful thinking, he often referred to Teddy Roosevelt as the president. On his own inauguration day, Taft's mood was grim. But the day he left office, he was ecstatic. He even came out and told his successor, Wilson, "I will be glad to be leaving." And then when it was all over, he wrote with great satisfaction, quote, "I don't remember that I even was president. It had all been like one big bad dream." You see, what Taft had wanted, what he repeatedly called the ambition of his life, was to serve on the United States Supreme Court. Justice Taft was what he had always wished most to be. While Taft was governor of the Philippines, Teddy Roosevelt twice offered him a Supreme Court appointment. His heart's desire might then have been fulfilled, and although Taft declined so as not to desert the people of the Philippines, he regretted those missed opportunities from then on. Taft's judicial experience was considerable. He'd been 3 years on the state bench, 2 years as U.S. Solicitor General, 8 years as U.S. Circuit Court Judge, and more. But the one position for which he had longed most continued to elude him. Once when Taft was gazing upon a bronze statue of Chief Justice John Marshall, somebody asked, "Would you rather have been he than president?" And Taft answered quickly, "Of course. Of course." In 1921, almost a decade after Taft had left the White House, President Harding appointed him Chief Justice of the Supreme Court. And thus, at long last, a lifelong dream had come true. I say a lifelong dream because, well, psychologists are going to theorize endlessly about the significance of what I'm about to relate. You and I will deal just with the facts, and these are the facts. These words, to be Chief Justice of the United States is more than to be president. These words, which Taft spoke so often, are readily traceable in many documents to their original source in the family. For they were first uttered by his father when he, William Howard Taft, was seven. And now you know the rest of the story.
This hour of Sound Off on KPRL brought to you by Buy the Book Heating and Air, your local reliable heating and air expert. Call 805-423-5119.
238-5775. 238-KPRL. Sound Off continues on KPRL, the North County's number one choice for news, talk, and sports. This is Sound Off on The Right Choice, KPRL.
Good afternoon. My name's Eric Gorham. I'm filling in for Karen Veeley, and we have a special guest here today. We have Lisa Major. She's been on one other time with me, but it's been a little while, hasn't it?
Yeah, thank you for having us back.
Oh, you're welcome. You know, I was trying to hunt you down the other day, and I was like, I can't find this group anymore. Where'd they go? But you changed the name, so what's the new name now, and how do people find you?
Yeah, we're Resilient Ones, and you can do it at www.resilientones.org. So that came about in late July, August, that we had to start scrambling, and we had
a little rollover on the name. I've had that happen to me with a business one time where somebody's like, hey, that's my, I have that
the trademarked, and they wanted money. So
yeah,
we were like, we're not going to spend money on that. We're going to focus on our survivors.
100%. I don't blame you for that. So speaking of your survivors, why don't you just kind of cue the audience in exactly what this group does, what you're doing out there.
Our focus is aftercare, healing, coming alongside those that have been affected by trauma, abuse, and exploitation, and just wrapping around a caring, compassionate community to get them to safety, keep that safety and security going, and help them blossom and thrive in their dreams that they never really had the opportunity to address.
Okay, and would this be like in the realm of like spousal abuse or trafficking or what, or mm-hmm. a little bit of everything? Or?
Well, we start off with trauma is trauma, and abuse is abuse is abuse.
Right.
Stories are different, but how our body reacts is all the same, very similar. And so we really address with neuroscience and human understanding trauma-informed care practices, and coming alongside them as safe mentors and advocates for them. So we do a wide range of people that come to us. We have men and women coming to us, some military veterans coming with PTS, anything with complex PTS, first responders with the men and early childhood experiences, but domestic violence, yes, of course, their own personal sexual assaults, or even traumas that are happening with crime stories. And also exploitation is our focus.
Okay. And before we go too much further, you do have an event coming up, and I want to kind of put this out there a few times, so I'm going to keep bugging you about it, just
Thank
so you,
you
know. But if you want to kind of fill in our audience, what do you have going?
Yeah, we are really excited. It's Justice Summit. It's Justice Unbound, and it's focusing on human trafficking, safety, justice, and restoration. And we're wanting people in our community to really experience and understand and come and know about transforming trauma into resilience.
Okay, and that's April 23rd and 24th coming up? Is that when it is? And then
the SLO Veterans Memorial Building and the American Legion has come alongside us, and we're so appreciative of that. And our goals is awareness, prevention, expanding our survivor aftercare, talking about mental health and law enforcement training.
Okay, and any speakers here from the community we may know?
Ian Parkinson, sheriff, and Dan Dow will be there. And we're looking for, we'll announce our speakers at our next step.
All right.
We're really excited about it.
If you sound like you have two great speakers, and I know people that listen to this station respect those two men. So
yeah, they are vital, important forces for us.
Okay, so I want to get into what you do, but maybe I should ask, what brought you to this? Was there something that brought you to this?
It's been a personal life-shaping event for me. Growing up in a very stable home, mom and dad loving each other. We were Catholic, and then one of my family members, she ended up being sucked into a gang and taken out of state for, we're trying to figure out how long, because our family, it shattered our family. And so as a family, we walked alongside this extortion, coercion experience without any help, without any support or understanding ourselves what was going through. And then I, as a survivor, sorry for my voice. As a survivor of sexual assault and aggravated assault, went through a court case too. And as a early college student, and the life changing effects of that affected my life pretty dramatically, even 15 years later. So, as a survivor, as a violent crime, and from a family, and actually 4 generations. My goal was to break that chain for my kids and my grandkids.
Nice, nice. And, I think to me, and I was telling somebody this last night, and I don't have the exact quote in front of me, but these things that damage us, these events, they tend to make you who you are. They're going to make you or they're going to break you.
Yeah, it's a cauldron of hot pressure.
And I think at the end of the day, the end of that, it's a poem that I sent to someone last night. And the end of the day is, beautiful people don't just happen.
They're like diamonds, heat and pressure.
Right.
And one of the best people I hang around with are actually survivors.
They are. Yeah. If you can come back, and I think that always is with you, but if you can find your way to deal with it, you can reach out and help others find purpose in tragedy or horror.
And now we know that dealing with complex PTS, it takes a peer survivors of coming around each other and with professionals really encouraging and supporting people to come alongside each other and make us the best we can be.
Yeah, right. And you have, how many volunteers do you have that work with you?
Boy, we have probably about, I would say, over 50 that come in and out of our community. And we have over 200. We're going to do a recount, 250 graduates from
you have your classes.
Support groups. Yeah. We work with about 19 human trafficking mamas with children throughout California that we support. We raised over $3,600 to give to them this Christmas. We helped them also on Thanksgiving for a meal. And so we just want to help them prosper, because it's struggling with trauma that's so oppressive, it can really hit you hard. We walk through some very hard stories.
And this brings up a good point, because at the end of the day, you need funding.
Yes.
And how do people do that? If they want to write you a check, if they want to, can they give online? What do they need to do?
Yes, we are blessed be those private supporters of ours has made us keep on going and keep on working with people. We thank you, thank you. And you could go to our website. There's a donate button on resilientones.org, and or write a check. Come by. We'll visit. We'll speak at places. Let them know what's going on. We're walking alongside moms speaking for their own children that have been trafficked or assaulted or raped. And I actually, I think the 22nd of January, I'll be in Santa Maria with a Rotary standing beside a mama whose daughter was trafficked.
Okay, wow.
As she speaks.
And what was that website again, just for everybody out there?
Resilient Soul. Sorry, it used to be Resilient Souls. We are resilientones.org.
So we are resilient ones.
No, it's
resilientones.org. Okay, resilientones.org. I can't say. I can't talk now. But, and this is, to me, I mean, this work is amazing, and I think people should open up their wallets for this. This is something that a lot of times you go through the process of dealing with the police, telling your story, going to court, and you don't think, well, how are these people being supported?
Right.
And a lot of times they're not.
Right. And usually the court could be even more brutal. Mm-hmm. Than the actual experience, because it's the authorities that are trying to define you or tear apart your character.
Right.
Defense lawyers are cruel and vicious. They will tear your character apart and try to make a image of who you are not. And that is so crushing, especially because they're authorities in our community. And these are survivors that have been just crushed.
Right. Yeah. No, that's, so I think, you know, again, I'm going to put it out there. We'll put the website out there again, but kind of a plea if we can, I'm sure you guys can always put that money to good use. And I have a feeling it goes to very good use.
Yeah.
So we have
a actual victim right now, a survivor mama, and she was kidnapped with her sister in another county, but she's fighting in family courts. Because the predator is wanting to, after fostering children with her and her sister, and convicted of criminal sex trafficking, he is trying to fight for 50-50 custody of the children. This is a sexual predator.
And the amazing part of this, I think, last time we were in here, we were talking about one of the gals you were helping, and she testified against a large number of people.
Yes.
And the state of California, in its infinite wisdom, made trafficking a nonviolent crime.
Yes.
And a lot of people, they all got released. And then where's this woman at the end of the day? And I don't mean literally, I mean figurative. Where is she? She's stuck with people that probably want her dead.
Yes. This is what we fight against. These brave women and their youth have been just raped and used as animals and slaves, and then they're fighting still for their freedom as they're trying to raise their children. Yeah.
And I want the people out in the audience to listen to the words you're using, because, you know, you hear this, I think we come to desensitized to things, but this is happening.
It's happening right here.
Your daughter, that was your wife, that was your grandkids, what would you do?
Right.
So I think it is time to listen. It is time to help groups like yours. And because the work you do, there's not a whole lot of this. I mean, there are groups that do this, but it's so important.
It's hard work, too. It takes a really healthy team
with
a lot of accountability. But we're fighting for our community. We're fighting for our nation, too, and the health. If we do not care for children and vulnerable, who are we?
Right.
We're just going to delve into evil, and we're on a brink of that.
Right. Yeah. And there are some, you know, we don't like to think of these things that go on, that we don't, you know, I know I don't like to think about it. And I imagine these people that are helping you, these volunteers, there's to be decompression. There's probably a lot of things they need to do for themselves just to keep going sometimes.
We love having the beach, walking on the beach, putting our feet in the ocean. And, you know, yeah, a lot of good self-care. We really push that. And family time, yeah.
Exactly. And then you kind of talked about some of these support groups. What's going on with those?
Yeah, and those, we run them. They open up for a set amount of time. We do run them long and deep and wide to get the healing. We work with neuroscience professors bringing the neurochange through relationship, and we have to be very acute attuners to them and supporters as they walk through this. And so it's a commitment of at least 3 to 6 months of going through the deep basic training and healing of it. And it comes out life-changing and a bonding, too, with these women together. We're really wanting to reach out to a faith community to bring it to there, because it's where really it should have been birthed and belong, but it we're working on it.
Right. Yeah. It doesn't always work out the way it should, but there's these people that step in and they make a difference.
Yeah.
And you're definitely one of them. So
I am a crisis chaplain. We have a chaplain pathway. And that helps us be able to work safely with authorities around us, too.
And I will tell you, I told you, I won't get too deeply into this because the audience is probably not a nerd like me, but the psychology of this, to me, is fascinating.
It is.
And, I mean, because things can change. You know, you could be, like in your case, you were kind of that, you know, sounds like a great family growing up. You didn't probably were very secure in yourself. And then things like this happen, you know, especially if they happen later in life, because a lot of times these traumas happen early in life.
Yeah.
And sometimes they actually happen early in life. And then something like this happens that can trigger a whole nother slew of things. But yep. We do have to go to break, unfortunately.
Thank
but
you.
We will be right back with Lisa Majors and Resilient Ones.
This Fox Business News update on KPRL is brought to you by Stifel, your full-service wealth management firm since 1890. Stifel, located at 1337 Vine Street in Paso Robles. Call 805-238-3080. Stifel, 238-3080.
I'm Maria Bartiromo, and this is the Fox Business Report. The major averages finishing mixed as investors monitor geopolitical developments and digested President Trump's military defense strategy. Investors were also cautious ahead of the December jobs report, which will be released on Friday morning. Defense companies like Northrop Grumman, Lockheed Martin, and General Dynamics advanced after President Trump said he wants to boost military spending by 50% to $1.5 trillion a year. Oil prices rose after 2 days of declines, and the Magnificent Seven big tech stocks were mostly lower, led by Apple, Microsoft, and NVIDIA. However, shares of Alphabet bucked the downward trend and finished up over 1% for a record close. The Dow winners, Caterpillar, Home Depot, and Sherwin-Williams. The Dow decliners, Amgen, Goldman Sachs, and Microsoft. The Dow up 270 points, the Nasdaq lower by 104, S&P 500 up a fraction. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Hillary Barsky, invested in you.
If you're over 40 and plan to retire someday, the window to protect what you've built may be smaller than you realize. As retirement moves from someday to on the horizon, protecting what you've built becomes just as important as growing it. And that's where Noble Gold Investments comes in. They help investors reduce risk by adding gold and silver to their portfolios. Visit NobleGoldInvestments.com, NobleGoldInvestments.com. Past performance may not be indicative of future results. Investing in precious metals involves risk. Consult with your tax or financial professional before making investment decisions.
This Fox Business News update on KPRL brought to you by Stifel, your full-service wealth management firm since 1890. Stifel, located at 1337 Vine Street in Paso Robles. Call 805-238-3080. Stifel, 238-3080.
Do you worry about where to take your car for repairs? Who you can trust? Mike and his team at the Audubon are a safe bet. Located in Templeton, behind the donut shop, just off Main Street. They service Mercedes, BMWs, Volkswagens, Porsches, and Audis. And the Audubon is certified in those cars and in repairing Land Rovers, Volvos, and Mini Coopers. Call the Audubon, 434-2200.
H.M. Holloway, family-owned and operated for over 85 years, the leading producer of gypsum and other soil amendments in Central California. The Holloway Red Ribbon Service puts farmers, family, soil, and community first. So put the Red Ribbon Service from H.M. Holloway to work for you. It's a trusted name with farmers for over 85 years. Visit their website, hmholloway.com, or call the Pastor Robles office, 805-369-2000.
The Sound Off lines are open at 238-5775, 238-KPRL. The North County's listening to you on Sound Off.
And we are back. My name's Eric Gorham. I'm filling in for Karen Veely. We have Lisa Majors here from Resilient One. And we also have a text line. So if anybody wants to text, you have a question, you don't have to call in. You can send a text. I can answer it. You can put your name with it. You can not. It doesn't really matter. We just want to hear from you. If you have questions, or anything else you'd like to add to this conversation. So anyway, where were we here?
I want to make a notice that this is National Anti-Human Trafficking Month.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Okay. And so in honor of that, that's where we're focusing on is the human trafficking.
Right.
Survivors of this. Yeah.
So we were kind of talking about volunteers a little bit, and what does it take to be a volunteer? Is there a process? Is there accreditations? Do you have to have some degree, or what is it?
No, you don't have to have a degree. You have to have a willing, committed heart for this. And willing to be vulnerable and transparent with your own issues. Mm-hmm. You can't bring in your own trauma with another person's trauma, which is what happens most of the time, and people don't even realize it. So we train people on how to learn that they are being pulled into a trauma emotional storm with somebody, and with a team, we're able to help each other to stay strong and get our own healing, even in the process of stuff that comes up, because things get unburied in
there's
the right
triggers.
Time.
You know, I think there's triggers and there's also grief, and I think there's no hiding when grief hits.
Yes. You know, Thank you for addressing that.
You can think you are past it, whether it's a death, whether it's whatever it is.
Yeah.
But when grief hits, it will hit you in the strangest times, in the strangest moments, and you don't have control over how you... I mean, you have some control after, but it's going to be there whether you want it to be or not. And this could be years after the effect.
Exactly. And it needs to be grieved. We love good grief.
Right.
As Charlie Brown said.
And it is actually something to embrace, in my mm-hmm. opinion. You know, a lot of people want to hide. They want to get through it. But sometimes you just have to embrace it and work with it. And
as we get older, we need to address loss in life. Mm-hmm. The day that we're born, we're actually facing loss.
Right.
And as we get older, we experience more of it too.
Exactly.
And so walking through it well, walking through it together, walking through it and handling it and processing it is
exactly
important.
And I think, you know, for me, it was interesting. 20, and I don't want to get into this, but 2023, I knew more people that died.
Yeah.
And some of them very close, some of them not. Some of them were like mm-hmm. sisters, some of them were like brothers. And it was just like, wow, you know what I mean?
With COVID, with fentanyl, which we have personally had to deal with that in our community in a very sad, intimate way. But our community, our whole world, Western world, our whole world has had a lot of grief.
So before we go too much further, and I'm guessing this is on your website, resilientones.org, you said? That's correct.
Yeah.
Is this event you're having? I want to keep bringing it up. It is human trafficking, safety, and justice restoration.
Yes.
And you have Dan Dow and Ian Parkinson and some of you, but you'll be announcing more speakers.
Yes.
What do you think people are going to get out of this?
More awareness. When we hosted Sound of Freedom at Thank you at the Park Cinemas. Thank you, Jen. That was wonderful because my experience with my own life, nobody really wants to talk about this, but that was the first time I was able to experience our community opening up and actually asking questions and being curious about it without running away and pretending they didn't hear what they heard. So to keep our community and our country safe, we have to walk in wisdom and gain this knowledge because it's here and it's eating our children.
Right.
We have over 300,000 children that have been missing, and that's horrid. And United States gets an F with human trafficking, slavery, and the consumption of this abuse of children in this way is horrific.
Yeah, and I think without groups like yourself, without what Resilient Ones is doing and other groups, is it's really hard to break that cycle. You give that support where a mother, whether it's a father, I'm sure you're dealing with women more, but there's men that have these things happen to them also.
Yeah.
And it's hard. Once you're in that cycle, it tends to repeat.
Yes.
And because it becomes a way of life.
And it's generational.
It is.
And
that's what I'm getting at. It's generational.
My father, when he was 65, he's passed away now. I freely can talk about it now. Talked about his 9-year-old rape in Passaic, New Jersey, which is not the best place to grow up. But that's, and then his aunt was raped, and they escaped Austria-Hungary and came over here in the 1912, before World War I, because of that, and the Cossack soldiers were after them for that, the retaliation from my aunt's great-aunt's rape. So we came over here from trauma, and it hits the DNA, actually. Mm. It puts a mark on the DNA, and people don't know that they pass it on to their children. This is a genetics study. Yeah, they studied this through the Holocaust survivors, not knowing and why they were seeing the same trauma in the children, even though they were born in safety and without predators around.
I think what I was talking about earlier, these things kind of build this character. They build, they can break you, but you can come back from it. And with groups like this that help, I think the quote was, what was the quote I gave you? It was beautiful people don't just happen. Well, you are helping to create beautiful people that can deal with this, can bring their family back from an abyss and start a lineage. Like, it's almost like starting over for these people, and these children hopefully never have to face it, or the children of their children never have to face it, because you're giving them this opportunity for change.
Yes.
And that's pretty amazing.
And we have to talk to it with our children. I've had to talk about it with my children, and I believe it makes them stronger and wiser and able to be protectors of their children. Mm-hmm. And that's important. That's the only way we're going to keep our society safe, is knowing the red flags, knowing what an abuser is, knowing what grooming is, and recognizing those signs, and just really being vigilant for our children.
I think, interestingly enough, I think, showing your kids, I think this gets skipped over a lot, but how to create boundaries, because when somebody starts to break those boundaries, that's one of the biggest red flags you're going to see.
Yeah.
And I think we live in a world where, to some degree, that's been forgotten about a little bit, of how to show your children just how to set healthy boundaries and how to abide by them. Because once you're there, if you it's not a boundary if you're not willing to enact the consequence of someone breaking it.
I deal with women, mainly, that's what I deal with, that haven't, they were really brought up to be victims by innocence and protection and not really knowing the ways of the world. And I say snake detectors, knowing the ways of the snake.
Exactly.
And if we don't teach them, then they're going to be bitten and eaten and consumed. And even in our government schools, I see too much trauma. I see too much abuse, and I see grooming.
Yeah.
And we really need to be vigilant and get out in the school board meetings and talk about boundaries and healthy standards to not groom our children.
So it sounds like you deal with maybe the sheriff's department, the DA. Do you deal with their department and probably local law enforcement from all over the seven cities?
Or? Yes, we have to work with them. Yep, we do. And I've been on the Human Trafficking Task Force with Dan Dow since 2014 and work with Krissa Phelps, who helped started that too with Dan Dow.
Okay.
She's a lawyer, advocate, survivor, and public national speaker, author.
So, yeah, and you're getting those phone calls, basically, we need help with this, basically, not so much with an investigation, but with helping these people kind of deal with what's going on, maybe helping them relocate, whatever it may be.
Yeah, we are the aftercare, which is really needed. And you have to be trained for this, knowing how to walk through it carefully, because there is danger around it. And so learning how to do it carefully without putting your own life in jeopardy is important. So that's a lot of safety we really work with and try to figure out. So getting them sometimes across state boundaries so they could get back to home, back to kids, or into a restorative home for their own mental health and healing, bringing them actually sometimes back to life because they have wounds and injuries that they need medical care, and getting them legal help too, how to gain their voice back, or working with Backpage restitution. That's Backpage is the deep dark web where they've been posted and sold child pornography, sex trafficking, and that was closed down. And City X, I think, was another posting. And so now there's restitution opportunity. So we're walking with victims to go through that, connecting with lawyers and making a case with that too.
And I think of the broader point, you were talking about the danger in this, and I feel like most people think of, like a counselor sitting in an office talking to somebody, but you have to look, a lot of the people, especially when it comes to trafficking, whether it's sex trafficking or any kind of trafficking, what's the mentality of that person?
Right.
It's not good,
no.
And I think we glimpse over it, it happens and we know about it, but we don't dive into, okay, what is the mentality of this kind of person? And that's a dangerous person, and it's a dangerous person to anybody that's going to get in their way.
Right. Cartel is not your friend.
No.
Coyotes no. are not good.
Right.
Okay. Gangs.
But I think it is overlooked. A lot of this work is probably done, not sitting in an office. I'm guessing. I don't know. You know what I mean?
It's all about relationship.
Right.
And being safe relationship. And also when we go into safe harbor mode for 24/7 accompaniment to get somebody to safety, there has to be a level of trust that we're quickly building and having them commit to our safety as well as their safety.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I'm sure it's easy. I'm sure I don't know. I mean, again, I got to hold back from geeking out here because there's questions I want to ask that I will lose the audience on. But I mean, do you see like Stockholm syndrome and things that? Yeah.
And even we had one of our survivors wrote a beautiful piece for her school on Stockholm syndrome and shared it with the group. And it's something that we need to address. Yeah, victims becoming even abusers and recruiting other girls.
Right.
It's something that they are grappling with, and it's, seeing their captive shot in the head in the car in front of their own kids, or recruiting somebody younger than you because you're forced to, you're beat to, and then maybe seeing them pass away is what these extorted victims have to grapple with for the rest of their lives.
I think that's one of the points I think I'm struggling to make here. I'm hoping the audience is picking it up, is the horror of this whole thing.
Yeah.
They've
been treated like animals. They've been caged. They've been fed dog food. They've been tortured and beyond. And at a young age, most most sex traffickers have been sexually abused and groomed by the age six.
Ooh.
Six to nine.
That was younger than I thought you were going to say, actually. I thought you were going to be 12, 11,
no, we
to
have,
14, but six.
And we have some that were
and I'm not at, saying that's
at
better,
a baby,
but wow.
You know, three. Yeah. That's their experience. That's the gang that they have been brought up in and the reality that they've lived in. So wow. We're bringing restoration and a new life.
Right. No, that's pretty special, actually. And I think... yeah, I think the goal for me today is to get people to listen to this and hear what you're doing and actually think about it. But we'll be right back. We got one more segment to go with Lisa Majors, and I hope you tune in. We'll be right back with KPRL Sound Off.
At Peak Painting, we get it. Hiring contractors can be frustrating. Missed calls, no callbacks, endless waiting for even a price. We do things different. You can book your quote right on the spot. And to top that off, you will have a detailed quote and price before we leave. Painting is easier with Peak.
Hi, I'm Seth Peek.
And I'm Ryan Peek.
And we're the Peek Brothers. From cabinet painting to interior painting.
Exterior painting, both residential and commercial.
We're your go-to family-owned and operated painting company serving all of Slo County. We look forward to working with you. To learn more and book your appointment, visit Peek Painting at peekpainting.com.
Do you use propane for your home or business? Family-owned and operated, Delta Liquid Energy has provided local area residents with dependable and courteous propane service since 1936. From home heating and cooking to powering your irrigation engine pump or forklift, propane can do it all. Don't forget their location. Paso Robles refills propane bottles of all sizes Monday through Friday and has a dump station for your RV. Learn more. Call Delta Liquid Energy 805-239-0616 or go online. DeltaLiquidEnergy.com.
Listen to this real Paso Robles Glass customer where they installed 23 replacement Milgard Tuscany windows and two sliding doors.
Steve Eklund, Craig Smith as an architect and a proud and honored client of Paso Robles Glass. Hey, the boys are doing a great job. They just left. Everything is just fine. Extremely good crew. You got that crew is exceptional. They're all hardworking guys, very careful, very cautious. All is good. I think they have one more day tomorrow, wrap it up, the finished work. I'd like to set up a time to come up and see you next week. I've got a big, big project I'd like you to look at for me. Whatever works on your end, just wanted to let you know, Steve. Take care. Bye.
Get rid of your old broken windows and get new Milgard energy-efficient windows and doors with Milgard's ironclad lifetime warranty.
Hi, this is Sunny from the Floral Parlor right next to Bridge Sportsman in downtown Paso Robles. When you're grabbing your guns, grab some roses. Because friends don't let friends buy grocery store flowers, please support my small local flower shop. Swing by the Floral Parlor and say hello and receive a free mini bouquet. Yes, a free bouquet. We're a full-service florist serving and delivering beautiful fresh flowers on the Central Coast. Check out our website, thefloralparlor.com. We're on Spring Street across from the Boot Barn. See you soon.
We are back with Sound Off. We have Lisa Majors in the studios with Resilient Ones. Real quick before we get started, I want to kind of tell the audience two things. So you guys changed your names.
Yeah.
It was Resilient Souls, and now it's Resilient Ones.
Yeah.
If I can talk, I keep getting tongue-tied. And then you have an event coming up in April, late April. And I'm guessing this is on your website, too?
It will be, and they're working hard on it right now. And so look forward to that. We'll be really putting a lot of media out advertising for this. We will have information for parents, too, at this event, protecting our children from predators online, too. It'll be really beneficial for parents to come 16 and above.
Right. And that's something that parents may want to go look at, because we live in an age of the cell phone era where kids, they don't go out and play baseball. They don't go they're not riding horses. They're not riding their bikes around. I mean, when I was a kid, we were out riding our bikes all over. Our parents didn't know where we were, but they knew we were safe. And this online thing with all the social media and everything else, these are a predator's, like, I mean, I'm trying to use an appropriate term, but this is a new era for predators that they are probably salivating about.
Yeah. 764. Have you heard of that?
No, no. Oh.
Okay. Yeah. That's another topic we could talk about. But it's they're grooming, they're exploiting, they're torturing kids online.
Right. And I think it's become easier than it probably ever was.
It is incestual. It's also Backpage. It's really hard to find. You're talking about Discord or gaming, those Backpage conversations. Mm-hmm. Roblox is really a dangerous. Parents think it's great for kids. No, it's predators are actually hunting in that. They're fishing for predators, for victims.
Yeah, I remember years ago, one of my daughters, we had a birthday party, and she had three or four friends over, I can't remember, and we were dropping them off, you know, taking them all home that night, or the next day, I can't remember, I drop them off, and we dropped off this one girl first, and all three girls looked at me, and they said, he's talking to a 32-year-old man last night on the phone.
Oh, my goodness.
So that was an interesting conversation. I had to go drop them all off. And
I hope invited
their father out to coffee and let them know what was going on. And it ended up, I believe, being a relative.
Oh, yep.
So like an uncle of some sort. I don't remember, but this is quite a few years ago. Mm. But I remember, luckily, those three girls, they were all like, what are you doing? Like, you know what I mean? And I think she was kind of enamored by the idea of this older man, but the other three were not. So
getting that attention that they so desire. Daddies, pay good, healthy attention to your your little girls, because they need to know they're precious and they're beautiful and they're worthy.
100%. Yeah, I agree with you. So,
and it's usually a relative. In my case, in my family's case, in the trafficking and my assault, it was actually a gang. Mm-hmm. And so we didn't know. Right. But we're the anomaly. We're not normal in that story. Most of the time, it's somebody that they know.
And what was interesting to me, I saw this statistic years ago. I do not know if it holds up to today. Maybe you do. But it was in regards to younger girls being molested or raped. And in the instance of the alcoholic father, it tended to be the alcoholic father.
Yeah. Well, you're altered. Your brain and your boundaries are slipping.
So some of this stuff is just, I mean, can you imagine, you know, this is, you know, some of the, you know, I'm trying to bring out these different things to show who and what you're not what.
Well, and and even,
what you're working with and what you're having to deal with, because these are unthinkable things.
And people in authority, you know, in church environments, leadership in there, or in other environments with authority, coaches and teachers, alcohol, smoking pot, marijuana, altering your brain, and then you're not thinking with your full capacity of what is safe and what is wise, and you lose you drop your inhibitions, and then you're, you get into your animalistic brain. And yes, the power structure, the power dynamics of self-gratification grows big, and then you use your power and authority and your experience to know how it's so easily, we have safeguards, we have protocols. The more we step away from having a faith with those guidelines and get into a secular world where love is love and it's free, and you know, you start, we've slipped through those to where we have men loving men and men loving boys, you know, and preying on boys, men who prey on boys, their average victims are 100.
Really?
Average victims of a male on a female, young female, is 8 to 40.
Really? That's I would have never guessed that.
It's really high with men.
Interesting.
Well, you look at history, too. You go back in civilization, and you see these dynamics when sexual deviancy crossed over the lines. And people in authority took full privilege of
And that's been happening since pretty much the beginning of time.
Yeah.
You know, it's not a new thing. We're not faced. There's new ways to go about it.
Yeah.
But this is nothing new. So
study your history.
Right. No, exactly. And I think you go, we were talking about like the Roman orgies and whatnot, not on air, but off air. And, you know, you got to think about what was really happening back. Do you hear about it? Just kind of, you know, whatever. Yeah. They had orgies. I don't know, you know. And, but there was things happening to children then.
And the value of a child. You know,
right.
That
didn't and slavery really, back then. I mean, yeah, it was, and I honestly have a belief, I could be wrong, but I think it's getting worse.
Yeah,
like the torture, the mechanics of it are getting worse. It's becoming more horrifying to the victim.
Well,
and it's my guess. I mean, I'm guessing at this. You know more than I.
I haven't read any studies on that, but I just know when you dive into it, the psychology of it is where people have, going into my psychology class, the first thing you learned is what we're learning about the brain and how human behavior is, that it could be used for good or it could be used for evil. And I think in the science of human behavior is the earliest, newest science. And we've opened up that, and a lot of people, even our government, used it, like the CIA with the Mockingbird and MLK Ultra, that a lot of victims are finally coming out and talking about, is how they were manipulated in psychology. And the best place to break down a person to become a slave and groomed is to sexually assault them.
Right. Huh.
It breaks through a lot of just propensity of it deteriorates the brain quickly to be manipulated and controlled.
Right. And yeah, I think when you are, the shame and degradation that can give you a new look at life. That's not a positive one. That's right. For sure. And make you can easily be manipulated at that point.
So at this point, I think with this knowledge, that's where the evil has really accentuated and been just exploited right now in our civilization timeline.
So real fast, we're steadily running out of time. We have a little bit, but I do want to put out there, you know, resilient ones.org. Go check them out. You can find information. You can find ways to support them. Soon this event will be up. You have till April, so we'll try to push it along the way for you too.
Thank you.
And I would highly recommend you go to it and kind of look into and help what these you know, this aftercare that is vitally important for a healthy society, really.
Really, yep. Let's make a strong, caring, compassionate community.
Right. And you know, and this kind of care does stop it from happening in the future to some extent with these families, etc. So I just, you know, I'm just trying to put out there the importance of the support of Resilient Ones and groups like it, because I think the impact you have on these individuals can't be measured.
It's life-giving. It's life-giving. We've seen it.
You know, because you're a lot of times probably looking at people at their lowest.
Yes.
And trying to give them a hand up.
Lowest and darkest times.
Right. And broken and shattered. Yeah. So.
And the threat.
Right.
You know, stopping the threat and the terrorism, the mental, the value of peace of mind.
All right. So if we got a few seconds left, is there anything you want to put out there for
just our listeners? So appreciate this time to be able to talk about this and the care you have for us.
All right. Well, I appreciate you coming in. It was a great hour. And look them up, resilientones.org. Check them out. And hopefully feel the need to give a little bit because this is something our community needs now more than ever. Appreciate y'all for listening. Again, my name's Eric Gorham, and tune in tomorrow for Karen. She'll be host. Or no, it's Friday tomorrow. I was thinking it was Wednesday.
This hour of Sound Off was brought to you by Mid-State Precious Metals across the parking lot from the movie theater in Atascadero. Honest, veteran-owned. Buy or sell precious metals with integrity. Monday through Friday, 10 to 3.
AM 1230 KPRL, 99.3 FM, KPRL.com, Paso Robles, Atascadero, Templeton.